Welcome back to the Sports Ticket here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com, joined now by Clark Fossler of Royals Authority to break down the American League Division Series between the Royals and the Astros. And Clark, that's cool. I like this thing. Every year, you and I, we will get together on the radio and we'll break down the Royals' playoff opponent. That's a pretty good ritual to get into, isn't it?
It's a habit I'm willing to enter into, Wade. I'll make a deal with you right now to do it for about the next 10 years.
Fantastic. I will sign that dotted line and sell my soul to the devil to make that happen. 29 years of futility, 29 years not making the playoffs. Now the Royals back-to-back, reigning American League champions. It's been a great year for the Royals. They've been tremendous, 95 wins, slumped in September, but then kind of turned things around here the first week of October. When you just look at the season as a whole, is that what you expected? Did they overachieve? Did some of the moves Dayton Moore make surprise you that did work? What were some of the things that stood out to you this year?
Oh, in my mind, starting in April, I thought this team overachieved. I was I thought optimistically the Royals might get back into the wild card game for 88, 89 wins again like they did last year. What they did, shooting out way in front and basically locking up the division as early as July, frankly, amazed me. I didn't like the Kendrys Morales signing. I don't know anybody other than Dayton Moore and Ned Yost that did. Well, Kendrys did. But that turned out to be a fantastic signing. He's been a tremendous hitter, somehow resurrecting his career. We watched him hit last year and the year before, and he pretty much was just flailing at the ball. This year, he's been a professional hitter virtually every time up to the plate. That was a great acquisition. Rios didn't pan out quite the way we wanted to, but, Morales more than made up for that. Volquez was great. And then, of course, the minor signings, Ryan Madsen, Chris Young, even to some extent, like Joe Blanton. I mean, that's really what saved the Royals early on in the season, and now they have Medlin in the playoffs and Young in the playoffs, both guys who I have a lot more confidence in taking the ball in a big game in the playoffs than Jeremy Guthrie or Jason Vargas last year.
Well, the Royals are in the playoffs, and they didn't have to stress about the wild card. I went back and watched that online last night just to relive that, and it was an amazing run being down 7-3 in the eighth, and who knows where this franchise is today if they don't come back and win that wild card game. And some things had to fall their way, need a little bit of luck. I remember now the drop pitch out that helps move Colon to second, something that you might forget a year later. And I went back and watched it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's how he got to second. And then we scored the game-winning run. And I watched the Cubs last night where the Pirates hit some balls, right on the nose, but right at people. And if it's just a couple inches this way or that way, it might be a different game last night. When it comes to the playoffs, Clark, you got to be good. And everybody's good. Sometimes you need a few breaks. And the Astros come in. I compare the Astros to the Royals of last year. I see so many similarities to the way the Astros play compared to last year, except that they hit a lot more homers than the Royals did last year, and they strike out more, whereas the Royals put the ball in play. But after that, I see a lot of similarities. They have an ace. We don't necessarily have an ace. Sometimes Ventura acts like an ace or pitches like an ace, but not consistent. How do you look at the series initially, the Astros and the Royals?
Well, first off, I agree that the Astros remind me a lot of the Royals from last year. They're a young team. They play excited baseball. They're athletic. They're like the Royals in that they're a very athletic team. As you said, they swing and miss a lot. They hit a lot of home runs. The Royals are a contact team. But the Astros play great defense as well. Looking at this series, I like the Royals' chances only because the Astros, because they're young, they are not good on the road. They're the worst road team in the American League throughout the season, and I don't know why that would change just because we're in the playoffs. So I like the Royals early with Ventura and Cueto. I think Cueto is poised to have probably a really dominant start just because he's too good to have pitched like he did the last 2 months. And we saw signs of him getting back into form. I'm highly confident in Ventura. Ventura is kind of a big-game pitcher. When he's had trouble, it's been in games that were kind of lost in the middle of the season. So I like the Royals in the first two games. I think they need the first two games because Dallas Keuchel's really good, and he's exceptional in Houston especially, and he's just a really great pitcher, frankly. So if the Royals go down there 2-0, lose to Keuchel in Game 3 and then come back and win Game 4 and don't have to come back and play Game 5, I think that's a scenario we're looking at. That's my prediction. And I think it's probably a reasonable prediction. There's not too much homer in there.
Well, I want to talk about one thing you mentioned, because I will have to disagree with you on one thing, and that is you said Ventura is a big game pitcher. I don't know how we can say that yet, because I remember the playoffs last year. He was not very good in the playoffs. He was not good against Baltimore. He was really good in the World Series game when the Royals needed a win in Game 6, but remember, the Royals had a huge third inning, so he had all this comfort zone having a big lead, and it makes it a lot easier. Now, I don't want to take away from him. He pitched very good, and he pitched great that night. But really, he's only had one, like, big game that I can think of. And yes, he came through last year, but the Royals also gave him a huge lead to work with. I guess my question to you is, Ventura's been so up and down, and even he had a stretch there, 4 or 5 starts, where he was just lights out, really, really good. But then he had another 3 or 4 starts that were not great. The typical, went 5 2/3, gave up 4 runs, he walked 4. Now, his last 2 starts have been pretty good. The last one against the Cubs was terrific. I guess the question I have for you is, how can you be so confident about Ventura when he's been so up and down this year?
Well, I would go back and point to his first postseason start in Anaheim when he went 7 innings, gave up 1 run. He did have that bad start in Baltimore. He had a pretty decent start against San Francisco in his first World Series start. And then in Game 6, did have the big lead, but did pitch well, didn't give it up. He's been up and down this year. I look at opening day as the closest thing we've had this year to a postseason environment, and he was excellent on opening day till he had that thumb cramp. And I would point towards, he had 3 so-so starts at the start of September, mm-hmm. but prior to that in August, and to finish up the month of September and October, he's been outstanding. 6-7 innings, no runs, 1 run, 2 runs. I feel really good about him where he is, and I think he is a pitcher that gets better with the lights on. I think he focuses better. I think he doesn't worry about as much stuff when there's really something on the line that he knows matters. So I feel really good about it. I think he went through a rough stretch. I think he had trouble the first part of the year being the ace of the staff, being the number one pitcher. I think it got to him mentally. I think maybe it got to him maybe in the atmosphere of he thought he had it made and didn't have to work as hard. I'm not sure. That's just my conjecture. Mm-hmm. But I think he ironed it out after the All-Star break. And, truthfully, if we go into the playoffs against Houston and Ventura gives up 3 runs in 6 innings, that ought to be good enough. Unless we're facing Keuchel, we should be able to score more than 3 runs on Houston, and that'll keep us in the game. We'll go to the bullpen and decide it there.
Clark Foster, Royals Authority, is with us talking the Royals and the Astros game 1 of the ALDS at Kauffman Stadium tonight. Ventura against McHugh. It's at 6:37, first pitch. Game 1, so important. And Royals fans have been just going bonkers. And honestly, I'm a big Royals fan, all right? I bleed the blue. There are some Royals fans that were driving me bonkers with the constant infatuation with home field advantage. It was, oh my God, the Blue Jays won and we lost. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Well, guess what? The fans got what they wanted. The Royals ended up getting home field advantage throughout the playoffs. I look at last year, every single series that the Royals were involved in, home field didn't mean jack squat. The Royals went on the road. It meant, in wild card, it meant something, obviously. But in the division series, you go to Anaheim, the Royals, the underdog, they go win 2 games on the road. Angels had the best record in American League. They go to Baltimore, the home field, they win the 2 games on the road. And then they play the Giants. They had the home field advantage. They immediately lose game 1, Bumgarner on the hill. Then they get a home field advantage back by winning San Francisco. Then they lose game 7 at home. So I'm going to ask you, how important is home field advantage? Because all it takes is one guy like a Bumgarner or maybe a Jake Arrieta to really squash what that advantage might be.
Well, as you said earlier, everybody in the playoffs is good. So your margin for error, comes down to, do you hit your line drives at somebody or 6 inches to the side that they can't catch it?
Yeah.
So you just want to load as many bullets in the chamber as you can, and home field advantage is another one to have. Is it a big deal? No. I mean, we can point to team after team that has never had home field advantage and gone to the World Series, won the World Series, had success in the postseason. But what I do like about having home field is it's the difference between facing Colin McHugh and Cole Hamels for the Royals today.
Yes.
So there's an advantage there. It's the difference between facing Dallas Keuchel once or twice in a 5-game series.
True.
And, really, the Toronto Blue Jays scare the crap out of me, and I'd just as soon have Game 6 and 7 against them in the championship series, should both teams get there in Kauffman, and have just one extra variable that semi-leans in the Royals' favor. Is it a big deal? Is it worth agonizing over? No. It's nice to have. It's another nice to have. It's kind of like Ben Zobrist. Did the Royals need Ben Zobrist to get to the playoffs? No, but he's nice to have.
Sure.
So it's just another bullet in the chamber for the Royals.
The Astros scare me quite a bit. I've been talking about the Astros on our sports talk show for the last couple of months, and I've watched maybe more Astros highlights than some of their games. They've been on the MLB Network a few times, and I just look at them and I go, okay, they lead the American League in stolen bases. They're going to put pressure on the Royals pitchers, which means you're going to be able to distract the Royals pitchers at times if you get on the base paths. As you mentioned, they play great defense. They make defensive substitutions. They've got every single guy in their lineup is capable of hitting multiple home runs, not just one home run in a game. They're capable of hitting multiple home runs. They got guys that can hurt you every single spot in the lineup. And I know the Royals have a deeper lineup than they had last year, and they can hit more home runs as well. But the Astros, there's so many things that the Astros do well. Their bullpen, I think, is underrated. I know that they struggled in September with the bullpen, but if people are going to brush off the Royals' struggles in September, then to be fair, I think you need to brush off probably the bullpen struggles of Houston, because they looked good the other night in the bullpen, 7, 8, and 9 against the Yankees. Sip was a little bit shaky, and they did go on the road and win in a tough place at Yankee Stadium. So I guess all the things that we talk about from the regular season, how much of that really actually carries over?
Well, you know, I agree. Houston is a troublesome team. They're young. They could get hot, and they could score a lot of runs in a hurry if you're not careful. Mm-hmm. And I agree, their bullpen is underrated. I mean, nobody has a bad bullpen in the playoffs that I can see. You don't get there with a bad bullpen.
Detroit.
yeah. And how did it work out for Detroit?
Not very well. Yeah. You're not going to be there very long. I got you.
Yeah. And I think you have to balance. You can put a lot of weight on the last 20, 30 games in September and say, look, they're falling apart. I look at Houston, they were a young team coming down the stretch under pressure, and they held up okay.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't great, but they got the job done. Probably now there's some relief with them. They're playing free and easy a lot like the Royals did last year. I mean, that's what you want to. That's what you're concerned about is, are they the 2014 Royals where, you know, it's all magic to them. And, you know, there's no pressure. No one expects them to do anything. And they can just play. And the Royals, you know, they have some weight. You know, they're the best team in the American League. They've been the best team in the American League with the possible exception of Toronto all season long. And so people expect them to win. They're not very well liked nationally for some reason, other than, you know, they're kind of cocky, which is fun. So I think that your concern is that Houston's going to be free and easy and the Royals are going to be tight.
Yep.
Now, the Royals traditionally as a team, this group hasn't been tight very often. So I don't really expect them to, but that's the concern.
Let's go back to the home field advantage for a moment. And you mentioned the Astros had one of the worst records on the road. They were 33-48 on the road, so they didn't perform well on the road. And you hope that carries over, obviously, to Kansas City tonight and tomorrow, and the Royals take a two-game-to-none lead. Although they played very well, and it helps when you have an ace like Dallas Keuchel at Yankee Stadium. But the flip side, the Astro fan could say, okay, yeah, we're not very good on the road. That's true. But you got swept in our house. And the Astros flat-out whipped the Royals three straight down in Houston. How much weight does that have when the Royals go to Houston? And does that make it even more important for the Royals to not just get game one, but to make sure they have a 2-0 lead going back to Houston?
I think it's fairly important. I mean, the Royals don't fare well in small ballparks. They're a pitching staff that throws a lot of fly balls. They like to play in a big park where their defense can run balls down, and in Houston, you know, you can't run a ball down when it's on the other side of the fence.
Yeah.
Not even Lorenzo Cain can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a concern. I would point to the sweep in Houston, though. Joe Blanton started one of those games. Danny Duffy started a game. I want to say Chris Young might have started the third game. I'm not certain about that. I know that in the six games the Royals played Houston, four of those I know were started by guys that aren't starting in the playoff series. So I'll look at that. And the Royals went down today. Hosmer didn't play in Houston. Cain sat out a game. That wasn't the full team. The Royals never played their regular postseason lineup against Houston in any of the six games in Kansas City or in Houston. So I look at that, and yeah, I'm worried about playing in Houston. I don't want to go down there 1-1 with Keuchel on the mound, because then all of a sudden you could be down 2-1 and you're away from home, and the Astros are going to be confident, and the Royals will be tight then. So I think it's important to get certainly the first win and having a 2-0 lead, I feel really good going to Houston. Whatever happens down there happens. Worst case, we come back in Game 5 in Kansas City, and you can go with Ventura or you can go with Cueto, whoever had the best start in Games 1 and 2.
Any chance you think that if the Royals are in a 2-1 hole and Ventura pitches well in Game 1, they would bring him back on 3 days rest for Game 4?
They might if he pitched well in Game 1.
And limited his pitch count?
I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, you know, that's a risk.
Sure.
Don't know how often without looking it up, if ever, that Ventura has pitched on 3 days rest.
Right. Of course, Keuchel never had either.
Nope. And hey, when you're young, the body bounces back in a hurry. We're not talking about a 35-year-old guy. We're talking about Yordano Ventura. He doesn't know any better. When I was 24, I didn't know any better either. So, you know, there's something to be said for youth, and that arm is going to bounce back. It's got less mileage. That's just, you know, how it works. So,
but he is more of a power.
I can see that happening.
Yeah. But he's more of a power arm than Keuchel. I think Keuchel is built maybe a little bit better to come on 3 days rest, come back, than Ventura, who throws, you know, the gas. It'll be an interesting decision if the Royals get in that situation. I hope they don't. I hope they're not down 2-1 going into Game 4, and you got either Young or Medlin or Ventura on 3 days rest. Let's go back to Cueto. You know, the fact that he's not starting Game 1 is a disappointment from the standpoint that that's what you traded him to be. He's supposed to be your ace in the postseason. And I said this at the time of the trade, and I understood the trade, and I was okay with the trade. I felt like I was maybe in the minority. I thought the Royals gave up a little bit more than some people thought, especially when they're all left-handed pitchers. And I see if you agree with me. My thought process was this. Some people said, well, why did you get Johnny Cueto? You're 21 games over 500 at the time. Well, you need an ace. And then somebody said to me, well, Ventura's our ace. And I said, but he hasn't pitched like an ace all year long up to that point. And I said, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, though. If Ventura had met the expectations as being the ace of the Royals and pitched like he did late in the year up to the point the Royals traded for Cueto, do you think the Royals would even made a move to bring in a guy like Cueto if Ventura was their ace?
You know, that's an interesting question. I think they probably would not have jumped at Cueto quite as early.
Mm-hmm.
I think they might have made a run maybe for the next tier down pitcher. I think they still would have wanted one more starting pitcher because, as you remember, at the time, no one knew if Medlin could start,
right,
if he was going to be able to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they make a move. Maybe they don't make as much. Maybe they are a little more coy with the Reds and end up getting Cueto for less. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Or Mike Leake, maybe?
And I don't know.
Maybe Mike Leake instead
Mike
of Cueto?
Yeah, good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or Scott Kazmir.
That's true.
Which wouldn't have been a great trade either.
Yeah.
But I think that's a possibility they didn't do it. Now, they did get Cueto to be the ace to start Game 1.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, if the divisional series goes 5 games and the championship series goes 7 games and they don't do anything as far as short rest, Ventura and Cueto will have the exact same number of starts. They're each going to start 4 times.
That's true. That's a good point. By the way, you made me feel a lot better when you told me about some of the pitchers that pitched in Houston and the Royals rested their guys. I'm feeling a little bit better because at the start of this interview, I'm about ready to freak out. I'm so nervous about this series between the Royals and the Astros. So I appreciate you making me feel better. Okay, so let's break down this series. We know that the Royals probably had the better bullpen, although we agree the Astros' bullpen is a little bit underrated. Both teams have speed. Both teams play great defense. One team hits more homers than the other. Both teams have pretty deep lineups. Does it really come down to the rotation and the Royals getting through 5 innings or 5.5 or 6 innings? Because it looks like on paper to me that the Astros, and this is based off of Ventura's inconsistency, it's based off of Cueto struggling, that the Astros have the better rotation. Is that, am I imagining things there? Am I wrong?
No, I think clearly the Astros, if you had to just start from scratch and say pick 4 guys and you want to get 6 innings out of all 4, you're gonna pick 4 Astros as opposed to 4 Royals.
Mm-hmm.
If you got to pick from one team, they're good. They're not, outside of Keuchel, they're not dominant pitchers. McCullers can be, but you know there's a young guy that's been inconsistent as well.
Mm-hmm.
I like their starting pitching more than the Royals, even with Ventura pitching well. And now if Cueto comes back and is Cueto, as opposed to the guy that pitched in August for the Royals, that margin gets really skinny then because Cueto may not, he's not Dallas Keuchel, but he's awfully close when he's on. So that gives the Royals some help. If Cueto comes out and pitches 7 or 8 innings Friday, we're going to feel a lot better about our rotation.
Oh, no doubt about it. What about Danny Duffy's role? Ned has kept Ned seems pretty confident with Duffy in the bullpen, and I like Duffy in the bullpen. He can match up with a left-handed batter. He could get one guy out. He can go long relief. How do you think the Royals are going to use him? Are they going to save him like last year for some long relief, or do you think the Royals are going to use him in some high-leverage situations where they're going to say, you might pitch every single game of the series, but we might only be throwing you one batter this time. Next time out, you might have to get four outs.
You know, it's funny you bring that up. I was writing a column this morning, and right at the end, I just had an idea pop into my head. I wonder if the Royals would consider using Danny Duffy as the old-time fireman. So Madsen comes in the seventh, which is now his role, gives up two line drives to start the seventh. You bring in Duffy to clean out the inning. Mm-hmm. Or Herrera, who has had some trouble here and there. Yeah. You know, Kelvin can be dominant, or he can, you know, really not be able to get people out. He gets a couple guys on to start the eighth, and you bring in Duffy to clean that up. Or you got a jam in the sixth and you don't know who to go to and to bridge to Madsen. I would use, if you're asking me, I'd use Duffy there. Lefty, righty at the plate, I don't care.
Yeah.
I put Duffy in and let him throw hard and bring in that big curve and get you out of jam, whatever the inning is. Kind of like if you think back to how the Giants used Jeremy Affeldt last year or for the 10 years before that.
Yeah.
I'd use him in that fashion.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. What about the idea? Ned had roles last year, very clear cut. You mentioned Madsen's probably a seventh inning guy, Herrera eight, Davis nine, with Holland out with the injury. I don't know where Hochaver's going to fall in all this. It might be a matter of numbers and matchups with a particular batter, perhaps. But what about the idea of Duffy's your sixth inning guy? Remember, Aaron Crow was the king of the sixth inning? That's his role. What if the Royals decide, listen, you get five innings, and unless you're just dominant, we're going to turn over the bullpen in the sixth instead of the seventh, eighth, and ninth, and have Duffy be your sixth inning guy.
Well, if the Royals have a lead, I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
I mean, that would make some sense. You can use him for an inning, and you know, keep in mind, in the playoffs, as we well know from last year, you have off days all over.
Yeah.
You can pretty much pitch your best relievers every game.
Yeah.
And that goes for Duffy, even though he hasn't spent a lot of time in the pen, and the Royals were a little reluctant to use him on back-to-back days in September. I think in the playoffs, he could pitch five games, sure. Why not?
Well, why not? Yeah, you have the day off with travel, and mention another day off travel coming back if you have a game five. I'm with you on all that. Okay, so when you look at the series, you're picking the Royals to win it. Did you say four or five?
I'm picking the Royals in four.
Royals in four, okay. And do you have the Blue Jays coming out of the series with the Rangers?
I do.
Okay, so you got Royals and Blue Jays and ALCS. Who wins that series?
I've got to pick the Royals, but I'm going to say it's going to take all seven games.
So home field could be a huge factor if it gets to a game seven. And then,
and keep in mind, game seven is Johnny Cueto probably starting.
now I don't feel so good again, Clark.
I'm a Cueto guy, Wade, so okay. I'm ready for that.
Well, I've said all along when the Royals fans were going gaga when he had a two-hit shutout, and I've been consistent with this. And when he stunk for five straight starts and was horrible, I said all along, am I concerned? Yes. Am I freaking out, panicking? No. Because the only thing that matters to me, because the Royals had that big lead in the division, I didn't care, and I even said it. If Cueto goes 0-10 the rest of the year and is horrible, I don't care because the Royals are still going to be in the playoffs. It's all about October with him. That's the only way I'm judging the trade, is if the Royals win the World Series, even if Cueto isn't great, but the Royals win the World Series, I'll consider it a success. And guess what? Lamb and Finnegan and Reed can be all-stars. We won the World Series, and Cueto played a role in that. That's how I'm going to judge the Cueto trade. So I know you're a Cueto fan, as you just said, and I'm cheering for Cueto. But for me, I don't even care what he's done as a Red. I don't care what he did when he melted down against Pittsburgh. It's all about what he does starting tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, that's exactly true. That, you're exactly right. That entire trade had nothing to do with the regular season, had nothing to do with the future. It had to do with right now. And that's exactly how we're going to judge the trade and Johnny Cueto as a Royal.
Okay, so you got the Royals winning against the Blue Jays then?
I do.
Okay, so who do you have them meeting in the World Series?
My head says St. Louis, but I don't want a Cardinals-Royals World Series. That's a whole bunch of noise. Mm-hmm. I'm not from Missouri. I don't care.
Spoken like a Nebraska guy.
Yeah, I'm a true Nebraska guy. I kind of feel like the Cubs may surprise and come all the way through, and that would be a tremendously fun World Series, Royals-Cubs.
That would be a tremendous series. I worry about Arrieta being the next Bumgarner. That guy looks so good. And then, you know, the one I'd like to see? I'd like to see Royals-Dodgers. I know they got Kershaw and Greinke, but I'd love to see Royals going up against Greinke in the World Series. I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Be a lot of blue in the stands.
There's a lot of reasons to like any team that's going to come over from the National League. It'll be fun. Cardinals will be really emotional. The other teams will be just really interesting, fun World Series to watch.
Don't sleep on the Mets, man. The Mets are pretty good, too. That National
League
is loaded. So do you have the Royals winning at all or losing to the Cubs? I think that would be a tough matchup.
I say the Royals win.
Wow. Well, I hope you're right, man. I am so hoping you're right. My pocketbook will be a little bit lighter. I'm going to have to tack on the credit card because I want to go to the World Series again. That would be terrific.
Yeah, those World Series games don't come cheap.
No, they're not cheap, and I don't have enough connections, apparently. So now time for our final off-the-wall question, Clark. We end every interview with off-the-wall question. Today, we've had our Facebook question today on our morning show, and that has been, if you had to be trapped in a TV show for 1 month, what TV show would you like to be trapped in?
You could trap me in Modern Family for obvious reasons.
Okay, I won't pry anymore. That's great. That's a good show. I love that show. I still think of him as Al Bundy, though. I mean, Married with Children, I just never forget that role. But that is a really, really good show. We've had some people.
Yeah, they're not doing War and Peace, but I like that show, and there's good scenery.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, I like Julie Bowen, and I know everybody loves Sofia Vergara. But I've always been a fan of she was on Ed, wasn't she? Julie Bowen?
She was, yes.
I've always been a big fan of her as well. So I love that show too, Clark. That was a good answer. Clark, I tell you what, man, if the Royals make the World Series, you want to come back and preview that?
Certainly, I will.
Sounds good, because then Clark can come on the radio and say, I told you the Royals would be in the World Series. He guaranteed it.
No reason to panic.
Awesome. Clark, thank you for your time as always, man. Enjoy the playoffs and go Royals.
All right, you too. Thanks.